Hallelujah. Every praise to our God.
Thank you. Thank you. God is good. Come on, give God some praise. If you have your word with you tonight, I would like for everybody to go with me on tonight to the book of Philippians. To the book of Philippians. To the book of Philippians. To the third chapter of the book of Philippians. When you have it, you stand for the reading of God's word. Yes. The book of Philippians, the third chapter, starting at the 13th verse. I'm just going to lift up two verses tonight. That's the third chapter of Philippians. The 13th verse said, "Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before." 14 say, "I press." Everybody say press. "Towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Gracious God, we come unto thee. First ask you to move Bob out the way. Use this vessel in the way that you see fit. Speak through me, God, that your people will hear the word that you need them to hear, that their hearts will receive what they need to receive, their mind will receive what you have them to receive. So, God, we ask you to have your way in this place. Give me a fresh anointing on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of our Lord. I'm not going to be before you long. I want to come from the 13th verse that said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reach forth unto those things which are before." Now, this is a self-message for everyone. I don't need you to touch your neighbor. I don't need you to tap your neighbor. I need you to talk to yourself right now. And I want you to point at yourselves. And all that I want you to say,
I'm winning.
In 2020.
Amen.
We have to understand, now we are at a point coming to the end of a decade. Getting ready to start a new decade. Now, if we all be truthful, this decade that we just get ready to come out of haven't been so good to us. Every time we looked at the TV, there was stuff going on. Every time we read the newspaper, stuff was going on. Every time we look around at our families, things was happening. So 2019 has some bad days.
Amen.
But because of today, that we all are here, tells the story of our life. And the story of our life is that even though I've been through some stuff, even though trials and tribulation came my way, but I made it through. Yeah. All of us have that story in here today. It didn't look right. Things things wasn't acting right in your life, but look at you today. God brought you all the way through. So since we know we are going into a new decade, our attitude, our thinking process should now be made different. Our attitude should be different. Our thinking shall be different. Why? Because we know it wasn't the stuff that we've done that brought us this far. It was God's grace and mercy that brought us into this present time. It was God's grace and mercy that kept us throughout of 2019. Yeah, I know right now, because God has brought you through, some of your faith has got stronger. Yeah. Some of your faith has got stronger because some stuff that you thought you wasn't going to make it through, but God brought you through anyway. It should have built up your faith, and it should have built up your belief in God and His Son Jesus. You know, they had a saying, and I used to hear them say a lot. They used to say, "What didn't kill me makes me stronger." Amen. All of you in here are some strong people. Because if I go around the room right now, a lot of us have been through some stuff that should have took us out. But because of God's grace and mercy, kept us. It kept us. It gave us a part of our life to know that we are better now than the way we started. Well, let me just help you out a little bit. Let me help you out just a little bit. If we would tell the story of our life, if we would write the book just from 2019, if we just did a little memo of what we've been through, some of us wouldn't have enough paper to write out what we went through. But how many of y'all glad that God brought you through it no matter what? Yeah, he brought you through no matter how it looked, no matter how people turned on you, how people talked about you, how people scandalized your name, no matter how it looked, God brought you through. Yeah, in Philippians, the book says that one thing is I'm going to forget those things. See, it's okay to reminisce. Hear me do. It's okay to reminisce on where you were. But when you find yourself stuck in where you were and not able to move forward, something is absolutely wrong. Amen. Well, one of the things that I found out the other day, trying to get this lesson together. God said, you know, one of the things we learn to do in our life is we have learned to accept whatever comes our way. But when we understand that we've got someone more powerful than us, that we can take our problems to, we don't have to settle just for anything. Yeah, the word of God said, I'm more than a conqueror. So whatever comes my way, because I got him, because I've got someone who loves me that much that no matter what I'm going through, he's there with me, that I am able to push forward. Philippians said that listen, we're going to forget about them things. How many of you in here today feel like pressing?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen. One of the things I learned about pressing that really sometimes make people wonder, when you press don't mean that you're always moving. Pressing don't mean that I'm always moving stuff out of my way. But what press means that I decided I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep inch by inch, step by step, I'm going to keep on pushing. You You know, one of the things we got to learn, too, in our lifetime as we live it today, we have to understand that when we plant, when we do, when we try to move forward, when we try to plant things and it's not growing, that means that I am planting on unfertile ground.
That's right.
And what you got to remember, when you question and when you are going forward, you want to see something out of the mix of all that you do. You want to see the harvest. And that's one of the things that I've been saying here for the longest. Seeing the harvest. But what we got to remember, we can't keep planting and planting ourselves in the same soil that's not growing.
That's right. Amen.
Sometimes we like a spot that we are in and we just keep planting in that same spot. Day after day, we come back and don't even see a bud. But what you have to learn to do is find some good soil. Find some good ground. And if it ain't planted over here, let me till something up over here. Press. Press. And in this text, it talks about how we are pressing towards a mark of something higher than you and I. Now, a lot of times people hear this sermon and they'll hear the word about pressing towards a mark. We're talking about God. Or I'm going to heaven. Or I'm on my way anyhow. No, I'm not talking about that. Because the God I serve has given us life while we are living right here. Amen. I don't have to accept the things that the world accepts. My growth is bigger than the world growth because I serve someone who got more power than the world. Amen. So when I press towards the mark, when I go towards the mark of a higher call, that means that what I have learned to do is to take all my trouble, all my problems, all my issues, unto someone who can really help me.
Yeah.
Our issues. Yeah. We are barking on a new year. We are getting ready to step into a new decade. We are about to step into something new. Now, a lot of times, when we go into something new, we want to drag the old stuff with us. When we step into something new, we don't want to let go of that stuff that did not help us grow. We want to bring you with us and wonder why. When we step in here, we still ain't went nowhere. Because what we want to do is hold on to the stuff that wasn't even good for us. But I'm here today to tell you, I declare today that on today, as the clock strikes 12, that when you step into something new, forget those things that held you back.
Yeah.
Forget those things that held you back. It might be your friend, let them go.
Yeah.
It might be your family, let them go.
Yeah.
It might be that job, let it go.
Yeah.
Because when God got something for you, everybody can go with you.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, when the word said forget, it didn't just mean that you just don't think about it no more. See, earlier I sung a song, look well, the Lord brought me from. Sometimes you got to reminisce in your mind to see how far you went when you run in a race. In order for you to know you ran 10 miles, you got to look at where you got started. And you calculate all the miles that you have run. And then you say, wow, I started out at mile one, but look at me today. I've done run this 10-mile race. What I'm really trying to get y'all to understand tonight is that, listen, when you go into your new year, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Look at yourself. And say, God, what is it that had me so I couldn't grow? And whatever it was, whatever God said, just shake it off. It's okay. They had a story one day that the horse got stuck in the sand. And the story went that when they looked down and saw the horse down in the hole, they said, well, there's no way of getting that hole, getting that horse out of that hole. It's too big. So what they decided to do was throw dirt to bury the horse. The story said that every time they threw the dirt on the horse, what the horse would do, he would shake it off and pack it under his feet. Said every time that he started throwing the dirt, he would just shake it off and pack it under his feet. The more they put the dirt, the more he packed. And after a while, the story said, when they looked up, the horse was looking them dead in the eye. What I'm trying to get you to understand, some of the stuff you got, you have to shake it off so that you can grow.
That's right.
So that you can grow. And listen, don't let people fool you. Say, I've been with you all these years. I've been around you all these years. We've been doing this a long time. We've been hanging out together a long time. And when you look at your life, you have not grown. God has not elevated you to where he's trying to elevate you because who you connected to. We're going into a new year. We're going into a new time. There's no use of taking 2019 into 2020. What I've learned, I was sitting there looking at this word, and God said 2020 equals 40. It was 40 years that the children of Israel was in the wilderness. But after the 40 years, they came out. Oh, somebody didn't know what I'm talking. They came out. So what I'm trying to say, some of your breakthrough is happening in 2020. You've been in the wilderness a long time. You've been searching and trying to find your way out. But I'm here to serve notice on you. If you just keep the faith and trust God, you coming out better than the way you went in.
Yeah.
Do I have anybody in here today that know that you're coming out better than the way you went in?
Yeah.
Well, I figured this out on just today.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I figured out was that sometimes we as Christians blame everybody else for our hold up. A lot of times we blame the crowd we hanging with. I will go to church, but when I look over, my husband or my wife is still laying there. And I decided that since they are still there, I'm going to stay there with them. Well, some of you say, I will come to church, but they ask for money, and I don't have a lot of money to give. So I'm going to stay at home. And some of you even might even say, look, I will come to church, but I don't have the clothes I see the deacons and the trustees wear. But I'm here to serve notice on you. The notice that I'm getting ready to serve on you is that it don't matter what's going on in your life. It don't matter who's sitting next to you. But at the end of the day, it's going to be about you. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, if my mother don't go, I'll go. If my sister don't go, I'll go. If my husband don't go, I'll go. If my wife don't go, I'll go. Do I have anybody here that will be with you today? No matter how you look in your life, you have made up your mind in 2020. Nothing is going to hold me back. In 2020, I'm moving forward. There's no change can hold me down. anybody that is a witness today, say, for God I live, for God I die, no matter what comes my way, I'm gonna keep on. I'm gonna keep on moving. Well, I'm about done. Well, this is the part that y'all can help me with. The part that I need some help with. And this is what it is. Somebody in here can be a witness like me. Said I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. Somebody else to say, I've been through heartache, I've been through pain, I've been through up, I've been through down, but I made it. They cut my lights out. They even repossessed my car. But guess what? I still made it. My rent is due. My night bill is due. When I trust in God, he keep on making a way. He keep on making a way. How many of y'all know that God will make a way out of no way? Anybody can be a witness and say today, I'm glad he made a way for me one day. He made a way for me one day. Well, if the devil had his way with you, if the devil could have done what he wanted with you, a lot of us wouldn't been here today. But what I'm so glad about is that the God I serve acted like Superman. The God I serve acted like Batman. Every time the devil began to shoot his dots at me, Jesus stepped in front of me and he blocked everything that came my way. So anybody else in here can be a witness today that the devil couldn't have his way because God blocked it. God blocked it. God blocked it. I give you tonight back where you sit. It's to reminisce just a little bit. Just reminisce. Just a little bit. If the story will be told, if the play will play itself out, you will find out stuff that you thought was going to kill you. In 2019, the stuff that the devil plotted for you, tried to not let you see the end of 2019. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm preaching this, but I'm reminiscing too. Because there was times when I couldn't figure out what God wanted from me. I stayed up at night trying to figure out, God, what are you trying to do with me? God, this is the way that I thought my life was going to be.
Amen.
But God done something that architects do. He took out the pen and started designing our life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in January, sickness going to happen. In February, they're going to lose their job. in March, they're going to have problems on top of problems. Then in April, sickness is going to come again. In May, no one's going to leave this earth. In June, I'm going to have everything that you touch fall apart. In July, I'm going to make you feel like you're about to die. In August, I'm going to have it so bad for you that you ain't going to feel like living anymore. In September, I'm going to make it so hard on you that you're going to feel like giving up. In October, I'm going to hurt your body one more time. In November, I'm going to make you sick. The first 30 days of December,
amen.
I'm going to make it so hard on you that you think you're not going to see December 31st. But I believe everybody here got a praise and say, God brought me through all that I've been through. He brought me all the way out through the years. He brought me through all that I've been through. He brought me. Can I get a witness? Can you give God some praise? Can you praise God right now for what he's done for you? If you would be a witness, just holler out for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Say, guess what, neighbor? The devil thought he had me, but I got away. Look at me now. I can move my hands. I can move my feet. I can see you right now. I can speak to you right now. It wasn't because the devil thought he was going to take it away. But how many y'all can be a witness? And say, because of God, I'm standing on the promise. I'm standing on the promise. I'm standing on the promise. Well, Mother Crouch, I know. Being here as long as you've been here, for all the years you've been here, you don't saw things come and go. But I know you gotta be glad that God brought you 58 years in this same church to watch God move the way he moved. Brother Crouch, back in October, back in November, the devil already had you. But look at you today. You're still sitting here. Some of you out there, when you can cry, but God brought you. God brought you. I tell you what. I dare you. I give you right now to find the best praise in your heart and start praising him for what you know he's done.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to praise him for is for when he gets ready to take you.
Yeah.
You want to praise him because you're looking for better, you're looking for greater,
yeah,
you're looking for more.
Yeah.
Open 2020. Do I have anybody to give God praise that night? The word of God says, greater is he that is in me than is in the world. Now, I know what the world is preparing for. They wait on the ball to drop. But guess what? We as children of God, we ain't got to wait till the ball drop. Because when I think of the goodness and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Do I have any hallelujah people? Do I have any hallelujah people? Do I have any hallelujah people? Give them the praise.
Some of you, maybe used to old church. Somebody might have been brought up there. It don't take all of that to praise God. It don't take all of that to show how much I love God. Well, you might be right. But if you came up the way I came up, if you saw some bad days and you know God was the only reason that got you through them days, there's no way that you can give him and don't give God no praise. Some of you work on the road. And God just sent this to me. Some of you have been driving up and down the highway for a long time, trying to make a living for your family. And you done bypassed many cars done turned over. You done bypassed many trucks done turned over. You done bypassed major accidents on the road. But you should be glad today. Did God help you? He let his angels watch over you. So if you are in him, know that God angels watch over you. Why don't you give God praise and then praise? Something new right now. In the word of God says, at the pool of Bethesda. The Bible says, at the pool of Bethesda, said every hour on the hour, said the angels would trouble the water. The Bible says that every time the angels troubled the water, that all the sick, all the lame, all the dysfunctional, all the mishaps will come and step in the water. And the Bible said, when they stepped in, they got healed. Now, I ain't got a pool of it, but I believe if somebody right now will come and step in the water, because the water is coming, I believe that God will make way for you. God will heal you. Do I have anybody want to step in the water? Do you mind stepping in? The water is coming. Step in the water. Step in the water. Step in the water. Whatever you want God to do, just come to his office. Just come to his office. Whatever you want God to do, just step in his office. Come on up. 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 Listen, the words that is healing in the war. There's deliverance in the war. There's happiness in the war. Whatever you stand in need of, just because you stepped in the war, what the angels done, took your problems and took them to Jesus. And what Jesus is doing, took your problems and took it to the Father. So now it's free. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is now working on your behalf. Only thing you gotta do is start praising them in a man. Praise them in a man.
I feel
family here, you got your child in here. I want you to find mom, parent, kids, go to your mama, go to your daddy, whoever you got. If you got a parent in this place, go to them right now. Go to them. You got a grandparent, go to them. Whoever, if you got, I want you to go. I need you to go to them right now. I need you to go to them. Listen, if you got a parent, whatever grandparent, if you got a mama or a daddy, go to them. God said, if you even got somebody that acted like your mama, acted like your daddy, and watched over you, go to them. We going into something new. And what the enemy is trying to do, is tear up family. Yeah. The enemy is trying to tear up family. I want y'all to hear me good. Listen. The devil knows how to mess with you. The devil know how to get you out of character. And how he do that, he bother the stuff that you love. He mess with your family. He mess with your children. He mess with your mama. He mess with your daddy. But I'm going to pray today that all this stuff that the devil tried to destroy, we're going to put him on our feet, and we're going to bury him today.
Yeah.
We're not going to take him with us over into 2020.
Yeah.
Now, I want y'all to hear this, and I want you to hear this good. When you learn how to cover each other, and let me share this, because you cover them, don't mean that everything's going to be perfect. And it don't mean that the devil is not going to try. It don't mean that the devil is not going to get in the way. But because you trust and believe on the Almighty, the word says, when I am weak, then he is strong.
Yes.
And what I'm glad about that, when he went to the cross, he didn't just go to the cross for his people. He went to the cross for every last one of us. And the word said, when he rose with all power in his hands. So why are you with your family? I don't know what your family's doing, but God do. So what I want you to do before I pray. Before I pray, I want you to pray. And I want you to tell God what you want him to do. I want you to tell him the doors you need him to open. How you want him to bless your family. I need you to tell him. Yes.